So 2 points I wish to pull out of our readings today. And the first one's this, that today's gospel is of Jesus giving us God's very own divine mercy, giving us his divine mercy through the sacrament of confession. And secondly, the importance of Catholic community, sharing life together. Last week, we celebrated the Paschal mystery, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And one of the main fruits of the Paschal mystery is God's divine mercy. Jesus' suffering, his death, his resurrection has won for us God's mercy. The forgiveness of sins is now available to us. To make that abundantly clear, Jesus does what he does today in our gospel. The disciples, they're gathered together. They're alone. They got the locked doors because they're afraid that what happened to their leader is going to happen to them. And when they least expect it, Jesus comes into that room. And he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them." Jesus is making God's very own divine mercy, the forgiveness of sins, available to us. But notice how that mercy is available to us. It's through his disciples. It's through his first priests. He gives them the authority to forgive sins. This is nothing other than the sacrament of confession. I know there's many people in the world, our brothers and sisters in Christ who are not Catholic, even some Catholics who think we don't need confession to receive God's divine mercy. And I know it's natural. We don't like to go to confession. But this is the ordinary way God has created to bestow his divine mercy upon us. So first off, I would say, I think it's kind of disrespectful to Jesus to disregard confession. It's like saying to Jesus after he suffers, dies, rises from dead, gives us this great sacrament, the way of receiving his mercy, saying to Jesus, "Jesus, thanks for all that, but I don't need it." Or in a word, "Thanks, but no thanks." The second thing is to realize that Jesus gave us confession for our sake. We need it. We need to have some tangible, verifiable indication that we are forgiven. You don't get that if you just tell Jesus your sins on your own. I liken it to the verification email you get when you buy something online. So these days you can buy so many things online, and I tend to as well. And sometimes you wonder, did I actually buy that item? And you don't want to click again because you don't want two of whatever you're buying. So what do? You check your email. You go to your email. And, there's that email saying thank you for your purchase. And you're like, okay, I bought it. I don't need to do any more of that. That's the sacrament of confession. We don't have to wonder if we've been forgiven. We need someone who has the authority to forgive sins, who represents Jesus, to tell us that we are forgiven. That's what happens in confession. So one of the great fruits of Easter is God's divine mercy, and that is available through the sacrament of confession. Second thing, community. Our first reading speaks of the early church and this very intimate and very close community that they have. I think the best definition of community, I want us to memorize this, is simply sharing life together. Community is sharing life together. We heard the community of believers was of one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. There was no needy person among them. That sounds like quite the community. It seems quite unbelievable. Now, I don't believe that's the way we're called to live today, to that extreme degree. I believe that early church was given extraordinary blessings and graces to have that type of unity and generosity and sharing. But while we're not called to that degree, we're still called to a great deal of community, of sharing life together. Jesus himself, he gathered people together, right? It's not just me and Jesus. It's me and Jesus. It's you and Jesus. It's Jim and Jesus, Susie and Jesus, and all of us together and Jesus. Jesus, from the beginning, meant to create a people, a community. The Christian faith, the Catholic faith, has never been an individual sport. It's always been a team game done with other Catholics. Are you ever around people that you're like, they just don't get me? Or are you around people that they just see the world in a different way than I do? Maybe you're around parents who allow their kids to do things differently than you allow your children to do. You're around people like, your priorities just aren't the same as my priorities and my family's priorities. That's because you belong to Christ. You're Catholic. You're different from the world. I believe that our day and age is a lot like it was in the early church. We faithful Catholics are a small minority of the entire population out there. Like the early church, our values, our beliefs, the way we live, are different from the wider world. They're often mocked and even persecuted at times. If you are Catholic, you are called to holiness, you are called to virtue, to love God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. But I truly believe in our world today, on your own, that is virtually impossible to do as an individual, as a couple, as a family. You will not make it. You will be sucked away from God and his church. You need community. You need to share life with other faithful Catholics. You all have many burdens to carry in life. Jesus never intended you to carry those burdens on your own. First, we need to relate those to the Lord in our prayer. Share them with Jesus. That's most important. But also, you need others, other people, brothers and sisters in Christ, to help you carry those burdens. And they need you to help carry their burdens. Community allows us to do this. If you want your children and grandchildren to know the Lord, to get confirmed, to continue to go to Mass, to not cohabitate before marriage, if you want them to find another good Catholic to marry, to get married in the church and raise their children in the faith, if you want that, it's going to be very hard if they aren't sharing life with other faithful Catholics. It's said, right? Show me your friends and I'll show you who you will become. Show me your friends and I'll show you who you will become. I love you all. You are so great and faithful. And because you are so great, you are great influences on each other. Your families and children are great encouragement and support for each other. And I want you to all do more together. I want you to share more of life together. And it's not about, again, having more to do or another thing to do to add to the list, but it's rather to choose to spend more of your life, do more of your life with your brothers and sisters who are here. I'm not, obviously, I don't have my own biological kids, but I think one of the best joys in a parent's life has to be is when they see their children playing together, when they see their children getting along together, helping each other in a way. When your children actually want to stay at home and play around there rather than always running off to other people's friends' houses, right? That they want to stay and play with each other, that they get along with each other. Especially when your kids grow up, right? That's one of the greatest things, to see your kids as adults still choosing to spend time together, being the best friends, being each other's best friends. It has to be such a joy for a father or mother to see. Well, the same goes for me as your spiritual father. It brings me no greater joy than when I see my spiritual children doing things together, sharing life together rather than doing things with other people. Seeing moms take turns watching each other's kids. People involved in Bible studies and small groups together here. Coming to daily Mass. Sticking around after Mass, having coffee and donuts together. Helping out each other with meals after a mother gives birth. Men choosing to play golf together or shoot guns together. Seeing you go out of your way to help each other brings me great joy. Brings me great joy to choose to send your kids go to school together here at Queen of Peace or at Mater Dei. Families and couples even vacationing together. Having regular couples dinners together. For me, to see you sharing your life together brings me, as a spiritual father, great joy. I'd love to be able to have more sports clubs and programs and activities offered here. Who do you share your life with? Who do you spend most of your time with? Who do your children spend their time with? Is it with other Catholics? My friends, help us to continue to build better community here at Queen of Peace. Let's continue to share more and more of our life together as Catholics. I ask you to pray during this Mass, pray during this week, about one practical way that you can share more of your life and more of your family's life with other Catholics here at Queen of Peace. The community of believers was of one mind and one heart.